Let us pray.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all the wisdom and all the ways of men, you hear before the world.
I'm going to add something else because my preaching is all that song. If you follow that song, you read, it's exactly today, Passion Sunday. We remember the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that someone lives to die, but is not sitting back, is going toward his death? Can you imagine that? I'm living to die, but I'm not getting back. Like a horse in a battlefield, when the horn sounds, he's going toward, but he knows that there is danger waiting for him. But he don't sit back, he's going. Our Lord Jesus Christ today predict his death. Why he came here? Why he's going to die? I think that Ali and Louisa has preached to give a powerful speech about why Jesus came in this way, why he should die. And we have not to go back there to recall again why he should die. He died to save us from our sins. He was a curse. The Bible tells us that Jesus was a curse. The curse that was us, he took it upon him. And you're going to ask me, how was we cursed? Yes, we were cursed, humankind. When we go in the book of Deuteronomy, we start from verses 1. What did say God? If you obey my laws, I will bless you in the world where you will be. But if you don't obey my laws, you will be cursed. When you go down, Deuteronomy 28, verse 58, you will see that all curses there. You will go into slavery. They will get all your rich resources. Your children will be slaves. Just us, mankind, we lost our riches. Where? In Galatians 5. We were not living according to the fruit of spirit, but we were living according to the fruit of flesh. This is our riches. And we were sent in slavery, the bondage of sins. And Jesus Christ came just to make a new creation, to save us from that bondage of sins, and to bring us back to our Father God, the eternal God. Paul is going to say, who will set me free from this body of sins? And at the end he's going to say, oh, thanks be to God by Jesus Christ. Why? Because he sent his eternal Son to come and save us, to die on the cross, to save us from our sins. What Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ see his death as the opportunity to glorify his Father. So he's suffering, but he's going there to glorify, the way to obey. Obedience to his Father. Look at that attitude. Do we have the same attitude that when we are into troubles? When we are into suffering, do we have that attitude of Jesus Christ? He buys the love of mankind by dying in the cross. And he said that when the Son of Man will lift up on the cross, he will bring everybody on this cross. When we look at the image of the cross, he opened his arms, the sign of calling us together, to come together and follow him for the new creator, for the new creation. Jesus Christ, by his death, saved us from our sins. He says that he's the first fruit that died, and after that, he's going to bring many seeds. Was talking about the disciples. And nowadays, we are the seed of that death. We are the seed of that salvation on the cross. We are sitting here, not for one man, but for Jesus Christ. As Ali say, we have to mingle. We have not to be one side, these people. No, we have to make, we are one in Jesus Christ. One nation, one people in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't come here to save only who say white, black, and so. Jesus Christ came to save mankind. All of us, we are mankind. And so we have to be together. We have to come together. Jesus Christ is glorifying his Father by his death. And God appointed Jesus Christ to be our eternal priest. But when we read the Bible, we go there, we see that the priesthood was in the lineage of Aaron. That gave them that the priesthood was in the lineage of Levi. But Jesus Christ was not in the lineage of Levi. He was in the lineage of Judah. But how can he become priest? Because he was not in that lineage. Yes, he is the priest, not in the order of Aaron, Levi, but it is a higher priest in the order of the grand priest Melchizedek, the priest of God. He was also the king of Salem, who is now in Jerusalem. He reigned in Jerusalem, and he was a priest and king. Jesus Christ is eternal life according to the order of Melchizedek. And we are his followers. We are the seed. We are the family of priests. Priests not only early because wearing a robe. Priests not only alpha because wearing a robe, standing here in front of you talking, but we all are the family of the Christ, the priesthood. We are following the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the king, is the higher priest. Melchizedek was he was the priest before even Aaron time. And you see that before Aaron time, the one they were chosen, but the one is appointed. And we say in the scripture, God so loved the way that he sent his son Jesus Christ, whoever believes in him shall not die. But we mentioned that God so loved the way that he appointed his son Jesus Christ to be our higher priest for eternity. Brothers and sisters, when we recall Jesus Christ, he was a man like us. He endured all suffering like us. He endured temptation. He endured weakness. Look, when he was angry, Satan went to tempt him. Oh, you are son of God. Take this stone, make bread, you will eat. He could do that, but he didn't. Because doing that is going to please Satan and not the one who sent him. He didn't do that. When he was arrested, he could call a legion of 12, legion of angels, to come and fight for him. But he didn't. Because he not was pleasing the word, but he was obedient to his father, the one who said that, I'm sending you there, not to please the word, but to save the world from their bondage of sins. He was obedient. Even at the death were at the cross. When you see the cross, next, isolated, rejected, himself. When we suffer, we call upon Jesus Christ. But you know, Jesus Christ suffered alone on the cross. Abandoned, rejected by all. And we hear that, rejected and alone. When we suffer, he's there. He sympathizes with our suffering. Why? Because he suffered the first and is coming to help his brother who are suffering. We need that high priest. As those Gentiles say, we need to see Jesus. Seeing Jesus alone is not enough, but you see him and believe in him. Believe in him, do what he's asking you to do, go and preach the gospel of God. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you today, the suffering of Jesus Christ took him to the glory of his Father. We are all suffering. We have got a lot of problems going in our world. You sitting there, let me tell you, you may be rejected by others, but put in your mind that there was the one who was rejected first. On Good Friday, they bring Barabbas and Jesus. They ask, who do you want me to release? Oh, release Barabbas. But Barabbas was a thief. All that Christ rejected Jesus Christ. You too, you're feeling rejected by your fellow men, by your fellow companion. But be in your mind that Jesus Christ was rejected first and is there beside you. Jesus Christ was not acceptable among them. John chapter 1 tells us, he came among his fellow men, but they didn't accept him. You won't be accepted by everybody, brother and sister. They will reject you. They won't accept you. You're feeling that. You're feeling alone. Jesus Christ suffered alone. He's there with you. He cannot leave you alone. He suffered first and is with us every time, going with us in all our circumstances. When your friends were ill, were suffering, you went there to help them. You brought them a loaf of bread to feed them. But now, you see that you are alone. You are suffering alone. No one is coming to visit you. They abandon you, they are gone. But He is there with you. He is there with us, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ set us example in our trouble, in our temptation, in our weaknesses. He set an example that you have to suffer. I suffered. I am just with you. Suffer when you all condition you are going. Cost of living, trouble everywhere in the world. He is there. And today we remember His passion, His suffering to set us free from our bondage, and put your mind that God always chooses the rejected one. God always chooses the unacceptable one. He has chosen you. He has chosen me for His glory. What you are going through, your disease, your sickness, your poverty, what is God want to show you His glory. Powerful of His hand. God is going to show you His glory as you are rejected and you are unacceptable. He is there. He is God. He never lies. He never lies. Jesus Christ is there. He came for you. He came for me to set us free. Not only there, but start here in this world. Start here in our today's life. Let's go to Him. He will never let it down. He never lets anybody who comes to Him down. So, we are saved by His death. May our suffering also be for the glory of God, because Jesus Christ is with us. This is my daily bread. Your holy word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you.